Well, good morning, everyone, and lovely to see you all. And of course, today we're here for a very special service to remember Bruce. It seems very strange. I mean, he has not been here for a while, but what a blessing that it was Easter Sunday was his last service here. I think that's really special memory, isn't it? And so, of course, we got the news this week, early hours of Tuesday morning, that Bruce had passed away. But we have been praying, Lord, will you take him? Because he's ready to go. The Lord knew that. It was the Lord's timing, not ours. And we're just so thankful that it didn't go on too long. And obviously, our love and prayers are with you, Eunice in particular, and all the family and friends. And us. So we're going to have a special service this morning, and I do thank Alan for coming to be with us and for appropriating the message. Thank you. It's just also God's wonderful timing. So I'm just going to, I'm afraid I've written things down in case I forgot anything. So I'm not supposed to stand in front, behind the music stand, am I? She can't see me. So this is a celebration of Bruce's life, of his walk with and love of Jesus over so many years. Of course, as Bruce was 91, 70 years of his life took place elsewhere. And I'm sure that we'll hear much more about that at his celebration of life service. Bruce planted the Willows Community Church in 2005. And so today, we give thanks together for his ministry and for bringing a witness to Jesus in this place and this area for the past 21 years. Many of you have been here much longer than me and will have your own memories, but I know many projects happened here, including the youth work, the community lunch, the motor project, the day trips for the community, working with three other churches, bringing CAP, Christians Against Poverty, to the area, and Bruce working tirelessly to establish a community centre after the house that had been provided was taken back by the council. On top of all this, Bruce was preparing and delivering a preach every week, leading the service and choosing hymns and songs, all of course with the constant support of Eunice. Bruce will be missed by us all, but his legacy will continue to live on here in the Willows Pub as we remain a witness to Jesus in this place. So when Alan and I spoke while we were away about the service, he had suggested to God be the glory, and I believe that might be one we're having at Bruce's celebration, so very appropriate. Such a wonderful hymn, and I just love, O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. And then this part, I know Bruce gave his testimony many times, and this definitely belongs to me and many others. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. And how wonderful that he's now, as we dance this morning, Bruce is up there dancing in glory. How amazing. How wonderful. So to God be the glory. Great things he hath done.
God's purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our rapture when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he has done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus.
Greater will be our wonder, our rapture, when Jesus we see. And that's what Bruce is doing. Thank you, Lord. Now I just pray before we go into the next song. Lord, it is a privilege to be here on this special day to remember Bruce. Lord, we thank you that you called him to this place and that he has been your servant here for 21 years. Lord, you are amazing, and because you are amazing, Bruce was also able to be amazing as you filled him with your Holy Spirit to work in this place. So we thank you for his life here. Here on earth, Lord, and here in this place. And Lord, we want to worship you this morning. Thank you that you do take the vilest offender. And that's all of us, even if we only sinned once. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the resurrection. Thank you for new life. Thank you for the Holy Spirit living in us. And Lord, thank you that we can continue to worship in this place. That your working in Bruce has made that possible. And we thank you for the staff here who are so open to have us here. So we thank you for them and all that they do. And our heart's desire, Lord, is that they accept you as their Saviour. Lord, give us every opportunity to speak to people in this place. So we thank you and we worship you in spirit and in truth. And we now sing about blessed assurance, the blessed assurance we have in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
So we're going to have a time of prayers and eulogies. And so I think we'll start with the eulogies and then sort of bring those together in prayer. Brian, some people are going to speak. Some people are saying it in their hearts. But Brian, would you like to?
Eunice and Bruce used to work for the Luncheon Club, held over in St. Martin's Church. I used to get all the tables and chairs out, and another man would get the cutlery and the cups all ready. So by the time that Bruce and Eunice arrived, they could go right in the kitchen and nobody be in the way. They had about 16 to 20 people in the end.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful ministry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. I don't think Bruce wanted to let go of that, did he, Eunice? But he was just there to chat. Am I right? Bless him. But that's also important. But thank you, Eunice, for all you did within that. Yeah. Thank you, Brian.
There's a lot of people out as well, Rachel and Stephen.
Yes, yes. And they send their love and blessings. Yes. Rita, I think you'd like to say something.
Yeah. What can I say other than Bruce loved the Lord so much, and that's what came out of his mouth always. And you could see how much God meant to him. And he was always passing it on to others at every opportunity. And thank you, dear Bruce, and I'm glad that you are now at peace. Yeah. But every time I think about Bruce, think about God, can't help it, because that's something he always spoke about, you know.
Yeah.
And dear Eunice too, my little friend. But as we all feel, you know, I'm going to miss him a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm just so happy that he's at peace now.
Mm. Yeah, amen. Amen. Thank you. Did anyone else want to share it? But I've got two to read out. But did anyone else want to say anything? So, Eunice is thinking, oh my goodness, how many are in there? So this is Bruce Barker's can't get the word, eulogy. I first met Bruce when he came to be the moderator at Barton Baptist Church. I soon realised that he was someone who you could trust and rely on. Bruce organised a questionnaire for the Willows Estate, and I got roped in, willingly, of course, into doing the ID cards. I presume that was to wear as you went round the doors, yeah, saying who you were. He founded the Willows Community Church soon after. I remember Neil coming down with a group of young people, so I think everybody here more or less knows Neil, who, I think Bruce was quite a mentor to Neil. Is that right? And they remain very close friends ever since. And he's going to be leading the celebration of life, isn't he? So he was down yesterday. So back to Bruce. I remember Neil coming down with a group of young people who went on to the Willows to work with young people. And Bruce's energy was amazing. We nicknamed him Peter Pan, as his heart was for young people. And he still had the energy to do it at 70-ish. When I joined the Willows Community Church, he understood that I had been hurt by a previous minister. And that gave rise to the standing joke between us that if we change from being an independent church to a denomination, I'm out of here. I helped him do a video of the motor club, which was part of the ministry here. We have had our differences in the past, but I never doubted his commitment to God and the church. One Christmas day, I sat beside him whilst he gave his sermon and noticed that he only had three words on his sheet, which meant he was totally relying on the Holy Spirit. My lasting memory will be his last Easter Sunday service here a few weeks back, where he put his head back and carried on with the sermon. It was beautiful to see. Bruce, you have been promoted to glory, and I will see you there. Don't worry, it's not as long as my testimony. Get rid of that plastic. So this is a short personal testimony of the time that I have known Bruce. I met Bruce in 2007 when he was moderator of Dartmouth Baptist Church. I was part of a house church then that met at our house in Chillington near Kingsbridge. Our house church had asked if we could support Dartmouth Baptist in any way, and long story short, I began helping with the children's club. This was also where I got to know Eunice, Graham, Dean, and Rachel. At this time, Dartmouth Baptist was about to begin major renovations to its building, and so for a time the church and the children's club met at the St John's Ambulance Building on Townstall, around the corner from the Baptist Church. As our house church met on a Saturday evening, it meant that we could occasionally join Dartmouth Baptist on a Sunday morning. The first time I heard Bruce preach was on Easter Sunday morning, how appropriate, while still at the temporary building. I can remember being truly blessed by the service that day, and particularly Bruce's preach. I could truly see the Holy Spirit at work in him, and continued to do so. Eventually, we moved back to the renovated Dartmouth Baptist Church and continued the children's club there. For some time, Bruce was leading the club there with a team, and we also ran a holiday club, which many of the children from Townstall attended. I can remember going to Decoy Country Park with the children on a minibus, where we ended up at Bruce and Eunice's house for a barbecue. A great day out. I think it was probably more than once. I worked out that Bruce must have been about my age when he took on the planting of the Willows Community Church, followed by becoming moderator at Dartmouth Baptist Church. I was struck by Bruce and Eunice's amazing commitment to both churches. Bruce's role then, of course, changed to being part-time minister at Dartmouth Baptist Church rather than moderator. My involvement was with the children's club and holiday club, but of course they were doing many other things as well, including Bruce preaching, community lunch, another community lunch that was happening over there. You didn't do them both? I hadn't realised that. They did the community lunch both in Dartmouth and here. Wow. And I was saying, and that was just Dartmouth, those things I was mentioning. But the community lunch, yeah, was here too. Wow. I was involved with the club for 5.5 years, but eventually moved on and ended up living in Torquay. This is where our paths crossed again, as when Richard was living with us, he started coming to the Willows. He had seen the banner outside the pub, you'll be pleased to know, Bruce, which has newly been done and looking amazing. And I encouraged him to come and meet Bruce and Eunice, knowing they were leading it. And he started playing guitar alongside Eunice playing the keyboard until she hung a keyboard up, or whatever you do with a keyboard. Oh yes, Rita's got it now. We're waiting for her to come and play. Occasionally I would pop in here for half of the service on my way to Mount Olive. I always remember Richard coming home saying he had enjoyed Bruce's talks. Unfortunately, I always missed them because I had to be up on, I was involved in the music at Mount Olive. Moving the clock forward, COVID came and everything changed. Bruce started doing talks online, and in 2021, the church came back to the Willows. I had previously sung with Richard with the Willows Community Church carol singing, in the pub, but now started visiting more regularly. Bruce had asked Richard to take over the music for the services. So back at home, I was getting involved too, helping to choose songs and practicing with Richard. Long story short, by May 2022, that's 4 years ago, I was coming every week, and I believe Richard too, will be forever grateful to Bruce for allowing us to use the blessings that God has given us in this place. Bruce will be missed by us all, but his legacy will continue to live on here in the Willows Pub as we remain a witness to Jesus in this place. So, and thank you to, I know all of you will have been reflecting this week. And I did forget to welcome Nick, who's a good friend of Barbara and Alan, and I also know, Richard also knows, yeah. Thank you for being with us today. It's a blessing to have you with us. And as we go to pray, Stuart's still in hospital? Yes. And doing okay?
Just to keep taking the pills, I think.
Keep taking the pills, all right. And I bet he wants to be home. Yes. Oh, bless him. So let's pray. And there will be a moment of quiet, and if you want to reflect on Bruce at that time, or you want to speak out, then please do. So Lord, we bring our prayers to you this morning, and Lord, we just do remember Stuart in hospital, and I know Bruce had such a fondness for Stuart and very much appreciated him as an elder in this church, and I'm sure he would have wanted to say something this morning. So we do pray healing for Stuart, and we pray that he'll very soon be home. We know that he doesn't want to be in hospital. I don't suppose anyone does, but bring healing in your name, Jesus. Bring healing, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. I'll probably repeat myself, but thank you that Bruce is with you. Thank you that he's out of pain, that he's probably running about. I kind of think from reading his book years ago that he probably wasn't someone who sat still very much, but I may be wrong. But I imagine that he's worshipping there with you, Lord. Oh, wow. How amazing. How amazing. And we thank you. We thank you that he is now at peace and renewed in you. And Lord, we want to pray for Eunice particularly. Lord, she is an amazing woman. Very quiet. Everything she does is done quietly. And we thank you that she has been such an amazing support to Bruce over all of these years. 60-something now. And we know in a marriage there's always that support for each other. So thank you, Jesus, for all that she's been to Bruce. And be with her now and comfort her in the sad times, but also remind her of the wonderful memories they have over so many years and different places that they've ministered together. And we pray for Graham and Deborah and Dean and Rachel and all the family. Lord, they will all be feeling this in their different ways. And we pray that they will know your presence with them. We pray for those who don't know you, that they will know you. And we thank you for all the lives that have been touched in this area because of Bruce's ministry. All those who have come and gone in the willows, but each will have a memory. Lord, I pray for each of us here today as we carry on the ministry here. Lord, we can't do this without you. And I often have wondered how COVID came and then I was here. And I'm grateful that I am for such a time as this. It's such an honor and a privilege, Lord, to be a part of your church in this place. And each one of us plays a part here. And we thank you for all the opportunities to speak to those that we meet here too. So we have so much to thank you for. And Lord, again, we thank you for who Bruce was and who we are because of you, because of the cross, because of your forgiveness of sins, because of the cleansing with your blood, because of your resurrection power, our new life, the Holy Spirit working within each and every one of us. And Lord, would you embolden each and every one of us to step out for you. For your sake, Lord, mainly, and in honor of all that Bruce has done here too. So thank you, Lord, and we lift your name on high as we go into our precious song, There is a Redeemer. And we thank you that there is. Amen. And so we will have a bit of quiet after There is a Redeemer.
Jesus, God's own Son.
stand in glory, I will see his face. So let's have a time of quiet, or if you would like to speak out, then do. And we'll think about our memories of Bruce, but also where he is now.
Came round to see me, and Eunice, of course, when Alan died. He went to the hospital, and he said, although Alan couldn't see him, he said that he held Bruce held his hand and prayed. That just made me feel so calm, Lord, and thankful. The things that Bruce did and Eunice. And I know that they were always there for me if I needed. That helps so much. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God.
And Alan's chosen some beautiful readings for us for this morning, which is Richard is going to read for us.
Thank you. The first reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 to 8. Now, we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be clothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose, and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 to 18. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with those in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
Amen. And we've mentioned Stuart already. already, who was an elder in this church. And of course, Sarah's dad, William, was also an elder. And I think I said already that, you know, Bruce spoke so fondly of both of them. And we know that this is one of William's favourites. It's probably one of Bruce's favourites too, and many of us, and Jean's. So we're going to sing, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder. And of course it finishes, as it goes up in key, with the verse, when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
My soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Let's pray for Alan as he brings the word this morning. And Lord, thank you for your timing. Thank you that Alan was due to be here this morning. We thank you that Alan and Barbara are with us. It's just so precious for them, for us, for them to be here. So Lord, would you fill Alan to overflowing with your Holy Spirit as he brings your word this morning, and we know it will be your word he will bring, and you will show him everything that you want him to say. In your name, Lord, amen.
Amen. Wow, thank you. Well, thank you for having me, for inviting me, Julie. And you speak of timing, but I'm thinking to myself that the last time I was here was that poignant moment when you had to share that Bruce was ready to go home. And it was an announcement that, I don't know, we didn't particularly want to hear, but it was an announcement of confidence and joy that he did want to go home. And so now I find myself here on this First Lord's Day after he has departed. And it's a great privilege. It's a great privilege to be with you. It really is. So thank you very much. I just want to begin by just reading a little bit from Philippians, where Paul wrote this: "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me." And that certainly was the case for Bruce, wasn't it? Fruitful labor. "Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body." You know, I thought to myself when Bruce desired to depart, that wasn't defeatism, that was victorious faith. He knew where he was going, and he knew that his Saviour was waiting for him. And I just pray that all of us, come that day, may have that same victorious faith that we know. But what I want to just focus in on, if I may, this morning, is just that phrase, better by far. Better by far. He's in a place that is better by far. And so this morning, the title of what I'm sharing is Heaven is Our Home. But it's a home that is better by far. And so I want to share with you just four things that, and there's many things you could share about heaven, but just four things as to why it is better by far. Hallelujah. And the first of those things, it is where the one who loves us the most is. Hallelujah. It's where the one who loves us the most is. I'm sure we've all been away from our homes and travelled or gone off for some reason for a period of time when a loved one was back at home. And where we've spent our time, wherever we've been, could have been quite a while. And then we're travelling back home. And as we're travelling, we're thinking to ourselves, oh, I just need to get back to my bricks and mortar, those lovely bricks and mortar. Oh, wonderful bricks and mortar. I just can't wait to get back. Or I just want to get back to that lovely roof which keeps me dry. Wonderful roof with all those tiles on keeps me dry. Mind you, what you might be thinking is, I just want to get back to my bed, because we know when we've been away, the beds are not that comfortable. But what are we really thinking? We're thinking, I want to get back to my loved one, the one who loves me. And there's this wonderful truth that the one who loves us the most is Jesus. who is in glory waiting for us, and who Bruce is now in the presence of. And you said you'll be dancing around. I don't know, I think you'll be arranging community lunches for the angels, to be honest. I do. So, but hallelujah. But he is the one who loves us the most. How do we know that? There's a lovely verse in 1 John 5. It says, this is love. Not that we loved God. That's only a responsive love. But that he first loved us and sent his son to die as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. What love that God the Father would send his son to do that. And Jesus so willingly came. Last night I was watching a YouTube video about the Shroud of Turin. And it reminded me that that was something that was very significant when I was coming back to the Lord after a time of being away. And I went to a cinema in Paignton, and there's this film on about the Shroud of Turin. And a pathologist went through all of the things that were marked on this shroud, how this there were these marks of blood flowing from where the thorns had been pressed in hard, and where there were the marks on the wrists and the hands where the blood was flowing, and how it was flowing in different directions because of his twisting on that cross. And the what I didn't know was all the dumbbell-shaped marks around his body where the flesh had been plucked out by the whipping and the hole in his... And what I'm sharing with you, I broke down. I broke down in that cinema and cried because I knew how much God loved me and how much Jesus loved me and sent his son to do that. And Jesus knew what was going to happen, and he did that for us. How he loves us. How he loves us. And so certainly this is one of the things which makes our home better by far, that the one who loves us the most is there. And oh, do I believe we will know that love. We experience something of his love in this life, but I think then it will be just so wonderfully intense and purifying to us. It would be beautiful. So that's one reason why our home in heaven is better by far. Now, I said that we would be coming home to our home looking for the one who we love, not necessarily for the wonderful homes that we live in. But you know, heaven is wonderful, and it is beautiful. It is awesomely beautiful, and I believe it's awesomely beautiful beyond our words. I've heard of some people who have had visions of heaven. Have you heard of that? You know, wow. Well, actually, we've got someone here this morning who has. And I'm going to ask Nick to come up. Okay. Come up here, Nick. I invited Nick to come here, my dear brother, because the Lord did bless him. And he's just going to share with you happened.
One morning, I woke up, I went to the toilet.
Speak up nice.
Sorry, I woke up, went to the toilet, got back into bed, went back to sleep. And then the next minute, I'm in this, seemed like a tunnel, going through, and the power of it was unbelievable. And I can always remember just waking up, saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And it was just, I can put it as, I don't know if you remember the Yellow Brick Road, the Wizard of Oz, how bright it was. This was a million times better. It was it's unbelievable. It was just, and when I woke up, I realised I'd had a little glimpse of what I've got to come, and it was, I can't wait to get there. This is a lot better than here.
Now let me just share with you. I mean, that's wonderful. And you know, Paul said, "I know a man who was caught up into the third heaven." And now you know a man, right? Who's had that glimpse of heaven. But my dear brother here, I love him so much. He has a connection with the Willows too, because some 3 years ago he came and spoke to us on the stall. He wasn't a believer at that time, We shared the gospel with him on the Bible stall, and then the following Monday, you and I, we met in Sainsbury's here,
yeah, that's right.
And I went through the gospel with him, and at the end of that time, he gave his life to Jesus in Sainsbury's here. And
with a good breakfast.
So thank you for coming to the Willows again.
Thank you all for having me.
But yeah, so heaven is beautiful, beautiful. And not only beautiful because of the place it is, but when we find ourselves there, we'll be free from our old sinful natures, no longer having to resist temptation. We'll be free from our struggles with health, shall I put it that way. Because as we get older, we find we're getting frailer and frailer. And we'll be free from those things. What a joy it will be. And all of these things make our home better by far. Better by far. And then a third thing is, of course, that when we get home, our loved ones who passed on in the faith beforehand will be there. You know, I'm really looking to meet so many. I'm looking to meet my mother and father. Some of you will be looking to meet your parents. I remember meeting your dad, talking about Blackpool. Hallelujah. Football club. And, yeah. But it will be awesome. You remember now, Jesus said, in my house are many mansions. I like the King James say. In my house are many mansions, and I am going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come back to take you where you will be with me. Hallelujah. So I look forward to that. Joy of joys, because there will be a celebration, because, you know, we will be in our spirit bodies. I want to make it clear here that our physical bodies will be left behind, but we will be alive, consciously, wonderfully alive, more alive. I believe it would be like a waking up from a dream, that we will be in this greater reality in heaven, in our spirit bodies, in it with our souls and our spirits. May our bodies left behind, but there's a message to come about that. But yes, so we will be having a party, I really believe, in heaven. So that's a third reason why our home in heaven will be better by far, because we will be with our loved ones forever. Fourth reason, and that, I'm just going to grab a little drink there, that our home in heaven is better by far is that there is an eternal reward there in heaven waiting for us. Let me just go back to that in 2 Corinthians 5. This is where it said, we are confident, and I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one of us may receive what is due to him for the things done while in the body. Well, hallelujah. Yesterday we were talking about treasure in heaven, weren't we? Nick at one time, right, he had a Bentley. He had, he's looking after a pub, and he's got a cleaning business going on at the same time. He's got money, you wouldn't believe it. His accountant said to him, if you hadn't spent all of your money, you'd be a millionaire, because he spent it all on these posh things. But now he realizes that's nothing. His treasures are in heaven, and our treasures are in heaven. And my goodness, Eunice, Bruce's treasures are great in heaven. I stand in awe of him. I believe his faithfulness. is just so commendable, and the Lord will be saying to him, well done, good and faithful servant. But there's this wonderful, wonderful reward for us in heaven, a reward that is eternal, because Jesus said, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where rust and moth can corrupt and thieves can steal, but store them up in heaven, where moth and rust and thieves cannot affect that treasure, cannot steal it. It's there eternally. So, what a wonderful further reason for trusting and hoping and being there in that day. So I'm sharing these things because it says, doesn't it, in Thessalonians, that we are not like those who grieve without hope. We have got hope of what lays before us. I mentioned about the body being left in the grave, and the second reading that we had speaks of the rapture. The word rapture appeared in the first two songs that we sang today. And that passage in Thessalonians speaks of that time, that moment that's going to come in the future when Christ will come with his saints. And therefore I believe, this is my, and I believe it's a mainstream theological view, that those who have gone on before will come with Christ in their spirit souls with Christ, and that their bodies will be changed. We read in 1 Corinthians 15 that they will be changed from perishableness to being imperishable. No more sickness, no more aging. And they will be changed from being mortal, capable of dying, to never ever dying again. And they will be caught up in the air, and there will be a reunion, because Paul speaks of the completed Christian of being body, soul, and spirit. And so we will be resurrected, glorified bodies, not zombies, not like these things, these films that they have today, but glorified, wonderful bodies with body, soul, and spirit. And there's a reason for that. And that's because heaven will be our home for a period, but eventually when Christ comes back, we will come back with him, because he is going to reign on this earth for 1,000 years. And if you recall, in the parable of the miners, for an example, he says, to you who have been faithful with 10 miners, I will give 10 cities. And to you who have been faithful with 5 miners, I will give 5 cities. Personally, I think Bruce has got 50 cities. Right? But this is what we look forward to. It's for a life in glory, when this creation will be fully restored to its former glory, and we will be here with Christ forever. So I share these things to give you encouragement. And I do say this, church, the Lord knows everything. He knows exactly the timing that he took Bruce, and he knows his plans for this church's future, and he will give you all that you need to continue worshipping him here. And I pray that he will bless you as Bruce has blessed you in the past. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. What a wonderful glimpse of heaven. So, So we couldn't not finish with this song. I don't know how many of you are familiar with it. I thought we had done it once here before, but Richard wasn't sure. It's called There's a Place Where the Streets Shine with the Glory of the Lamb. There's a way we can go there. We can live there beyond time. Because of you, because of you, because of your love, because of your blood. And as Alan mentioned, no more pain, no more sadness, no more suffering, no more tears, no more sin, no more sickness, no injustice, no more death. Joy everlasting, gladness and peace, wine ever flowing. There's a wedding, there's a feast.
you'll pick it up really quickly.
There's a place where the streets shine with the glory of the Lamb. There's a way we can go there, we can live there beyond time. Because of you.
Remember and celebrate Bruce's life and all that he meant to this family here. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for him. And Lord, as we've asked before, go with us as we tread this journey ahead of us, knowing that Bruce is at peace with you and dancing in those streets. Amen.